this Buddha Dharma is very special, very supreme. And how special was it? It's that, like, if you have karmic retributions, you need to purify them yourselves, or you can generate a bodhicitta to increase our own merits, and to eradicate our own disasters by doing practice on our own. So we have to help ourselves.
我们就是说
So we did have good taste.
这样碰，这样碰，碰的就我们是。So
we hit here and there, and eventually we found a great teacher. And this seemed predestined in our lives.
那很多同门啊,
and during the ceremonies, many disciples came to me.
得到师尊来, 传这个孔雀明王的话,
and Grandmaster is transmitting the Mahamayuri Dharma practice, and many people have felt tasted Dharma joy.
自己要生活嘛, 哈, 要做事,
and many disciples that came here taking a break
这个是真的,
from their work. But a week later, Grandmaster still personally conduct a Homa, and they decided to take the time and attend the Homa. That was quite incredible.
他看到虚空中的孔雀明,
and there was another disciple that said that the Peacock King shined rainbow light.
在家里,
and she said that she's very diligent in practice. So when she came here in the sky, there was this cloud that looks like the Peacock King that shined rainbow light, and we've never seen anything like that before. So she's really filled with this Dharma joy, and she said that she's going to practice more diligently. And there's another fellow disciple that said that had this third eye.
我说哎呀，恭喜你哦，真不简单。
And she saw
你有这样的根基也很好，但是呢，我们密法来讲哈。
Something incredible, and that's really good, that in Tantric Buddhism, doesn't matter what you see with your divine eyes, you should not be attached to the appearances. You still need to practice on your own. That in the new rainbow light accomplishment, that was this Dharma teaching.
忘掉了,
I had this note because I was afraid that I would forget it.
就是说，我们不要执迷那个相就对了。So
don't be
那他开始,
obsessed by the appearances.
第二本有一二三四五嘛,
the new rainbow light accomplishments, the series have 5 books, and on the second book, Grandmaster taught us
成就有那个理,
that in our spiritual cultivation we need to endure
就是这一片, 我们可以多读这一片,
and 那它是呢, in this article we need to read more of it
注重, 有时候有连结是可以的,
that it is good to have the spiritual experiences
我们的开始,
and that's very helpful in helping other sentient beings, but don't be attached to it and so obsessed by the voices that you hear that would impede your spiritual cultivation. So the purpose of our cultivation is that your inner mind would be at peace.
那我们要每天呢真真实实的在修行,
and every day we need to do real practice, and then that would be treasuring the Dharma.
来教导我们真佛密法,
and we need Grandmaster to teach us the true Buddha Tantric Dharma and follow the development stages as our basic basis to our spiritual cultivation. Only this way we would have true attainments. We should read more of Grandmaster's books. And in those books, there are many wisdoms and Buddha's wisdom that would be able to increase our own wisdom. They are like pearls of wisdoms. Like myself, I'm quite old, and every day I would think, when I was in my youth, I often sang that one day pass, one day, one day would pass, and 1 year after 1 year after 1 year would also pass. That our age continued to increase and our life continued to be short. So that is the impermanence in our lives. When you're young, you can read more, study more, learn more. When you reach the middle age, then you need to focus and go deep and focus on one practice, like the practice of being reborn in the Western paradise. I often thought, rather than thinking and doing all different things, it's better to do the practice. That's the most important thing. I hope we all would put our best efforts into our practice, that this Tripura Tantric practice is just so special and so good, so that we have attainments to be reborn in the Mahadabha Lotus Pond. That would be the teaching for tonight. Amitabha. First, let's join our palms together and with utmost earnesty and reverence, we pay homage to our lineage root guru, Living Buddha Lien Sheng, and True Buddha School lineage gurus, the main deity of tonight's group practice, Padma Kumara, the three jewels represented on the altar. We are grateful for your blessing so that the group practice this evening went very well. Grand Master, Simu, all masters,
教授师,
Dharma educators, Dharma teachers,
讲师, 助教,
Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers,
还有网路,
fellow disciples,
大家,
all disciples watching over the internet, good evening. This evening, we practice Padma Kumara as the main deity. It felt very close and familiar. At the Seattle Leizang Temple, at the group practice, we do take turn as the main deity, the eight principal deities, one at a time at the Seattle Temple. Our lineage root guru came from Vairocana, Buddha Lokana, Living Buddha Lien Sheng. Padma Kumara and Living Buddha Lien Sheng. We have this affinity to be close to Grand Master. And so, because we do a lot of this practice, so feel very close and familiar, and that's how human life is. The Master have mentioned before that in the six rebirth realms, there are the heavenly realms, the Asura, the human realms, the hell realms, animal realms, and the hungry ghost realms. In the heavenly realms, you enjoy the great fortune, but in the three lower realms, it's very hard to do spiritual cultivation.
用心
But in the human realm, if you use your heart and you have the affinity to meet a great guru in the human world, and by honoring the guru, treasuring the Dharma, and realizing the practice, it's very easy to have attainments. But Master mentioned that human life is like an illusion that deeply touched me. It made me feel that the gathering just dissipate. I just saw this group of people gathered. It's just like watching a play. And the play or the movie was the Bardo deliverance of Amitabha Buddha of this autumn ceremony. Like what Grand Master said, this is the big play of Two Buddha School. So what is this great play? It's in Taiwan, it's a play that's being played by real humans. In the Taiwan military, it's also very similar. People came from all over the place, different families, different education backgrounds, different customs of lives. And now, 24 hours a day, we are together, living together, playing this play, performing this play. And through a heart disciplines and trainings, and passing the test, become a small group. And together, we gather a large group to perform this play. So before reaching the standard, we would continue to practice until we reach the expectation. That's similar to those with the karmic connections that has not been resolved, so they are still interconnected in this life. So at the beginning, people came from different places and different backgrounds, so it seems a chaotic mass in Two Buddha School, like in the military. Just about food, people talk about how good, how bad, all kinds of different complaints. And then when they give ways and when they care for each other, then the gathering around food has become an enjoyment. So that's the result when you open your hearts. And then when you feel lazy, when you feel lazy about washing clothes, then you just take new clothes to wear. Although the clothes look similar, but that can be a problem, because our success or attainments depends on our efforts and our performances. Without real things, just appearance, that's a dangerous thing. So the leader, when they use if they use ways that is not righteous to attain something, then that's not good. And sometimes when you try to help others but you use methods that's not right, then at the end you're hurting the others. So the way to help others sometimes is through hints and just supports from the sides. So sometimes there are some that have great performance, and with the good trainings, then all the students would become examples, would become good examples. So in the military, they use strong disciplines. You have no choice but to go through the trainings. So people that came from different places with different thoughts, at the end, they become one with one thought, and they are a group that's homogeneous. So from the basics, they start step by step. Until at the end, all accomplishments came through real practices. So, very grateful to everyone that came from far away places, coming here to attend such a rare ceremonies of the King Peacock deity that's transmitted by a supreme guru. And because of your supportive attendance, that's why we have this appearance of the great True Buddha assembly in this human world. So you're audiences, but also performers of this great assembly. So your diligence, only you know about your own practice and diligence. And because of the varied cultures, we hope that we are not affected because the luncheons are not provided at the ceremonies. That at the ceremonial place, don't feel that why is it not you, because you also do your best, you're not less than others, how come it's not me? But one day it will happen. We don't take refuge in a threefold, but we have fourfold refuge, because the first one is refuge in a root guru. And because we don't have much time, the root guru would point to the spiritual cultivation path. Therefore, the root guru is the focal. At the Rainbow Temple, Grandmaster once mentioned, there was a patient that asked for a medicine to make him smarter. So now you would understand that problems of the mundane world is something that you can ponder carefully. And through this pondering, you would be able to gain wisdom and resolve it on your own. So here, I hope that you carry this joy to attend the ceremony. And after receiving the Dharma transmittance, you would open your heart and carrying heart filled with gratitude going home. And at home, you continue to practice diligently. And then you would be able to attain infinite attainments. So although in the human realm, it's easiest to attain spiritual attainments. However, Grandmaster also said, it is easiest to be deluded in the human realm also.
Ren zi, liang bi na dao ren sheng. 人字只有两笔，这一撇。
So the character of person or human only consists of two strokes.
从书法的角度来。
So from the point of calligraphy,
人字
this character
内容丰富
has rich meanings.
非常的困难。
And in order to be able to draw it beautifully, it's very difficult.
是静态，一笔是动态。
Because one is of quiet character and the other one is of moving character.
两面必须做到。
So with two sides, you have to be able to,
才会
to reach a realm where the environments would change, but your mind or your heart will not change.
临终时那欣慰的微笑。
So one character is the actions that we do when we're still alive, and the other one is the peace or the silence when we reach our death.
那他的笑声呢？是迎接
in our life,
祝福我们
their laughters are welcoming us to congratulate us for our future successes.
走完这一趟人生呢？没有什么遗憾。
And at the other side is when you reach your death that there is no regrets.
为他人奉献过。
And this shows that in this life you have,
他们的不舍。
It shows that you have dedicated yourself to others, you have helped others.
快乐和烦恼。
That one stroke is represents happiness and the other stroke represents troubles.
相伴而行，行也。
And they walk together hand by hand.
快乐和烦恼。
So happiness and troubles
痛苦高兴
are like joys and griefs.
都是相比较而行。
They complement each other.
相激励而前进的。
And together they progress.
烦恼痛苦。
By going through happiness and troubles,
人生的
幸福。Then you can feel the joy of life.
快乐呢
and
烦恼呢是奔向
happiness and troubles
对 车轮
are like the two wheels of human life
哪里就有
whenever there is happiness there would be troubles
且后退
one is progress and the other one is
一步一步
digress
往上
so step by step we move up we climb up to the mountainAnd once you reach the top of the mountain, step by step, you walk down the mountain.
上山还难。
And it is harder to go down the mountain than to climb up the mountain.
攀登的人呢，固然可进，而到了顶峰。
So it is quite admirable to see one to reach the top of the mountain.
能上能下。
But it is harder to go down the mountain. One who can go up and come down,
更难能可贵。
It is more admirable to see someone that can come down gracefully.
放得下那光明自显现。
So once you be able to put down, then you would naturally shine radiant light.
人生呢，有顺境呢，也有逆。
In human life, there is
往往
adverse conditions as well as smooth conditions. So although in adversity, it would affect our moods, but it will not affect our fate.
面对它，接受它，
and we need to be able to face them, accept them,resolve them and put them down. And then you will not have self-centeredness. Grandmaster have said that the realm of enlightenment will not be bonded by positive nor negative situations. So people always live between gain and loss.But we need to reach a realm where we are not affected by neither. Think that life is short. Then you can understand that the hardest thing to gain in this human life is something that we can gain through honoring the Guru, treasuring the Dharma, realizing the priorities. Then we would be able to resolve all our troubles. And through the Diamond Sutra, that everything with appearance is just like bubbles, like smokes and mirrors. It's an illusion. So with this kind of mind, we do everything. So one stroke is responsibility, and the other stroke is privilege. So we have responsibilities as a human. And but if you live for others and your moods are affected by others, and even if you enjoy all materials richness, but one stroke is the first half of our lives, the other stroke is the last half of our lives. Some people are very poor in the first half of their lives, and very rich in the last half of their lives. But whatever you experience in the first half of your life doesn't represent the next half of your life. So only by continuing your cultivation and using compassion and wisdom to face your human lives, 84,000 appearances, with compassion, you have no enemies. With wisdom, you're not troubled. And if you are not opinionated in all aspects of life, then you're not troubled anymore. Then you would reach the non-dwelling stage. The Master also said that the true mind of the universe is the state of no mind. When you reach that stage, then your mind would be the infinite mind. Then that would be bodhicitta. And when you reach the state of no mind, you can truly arrive at the other shore. So one stroke is the true self, and the other stroke represents the fake self. So one stroke represents the true nature, and the other strokes is the physical appearance. So in this life, you use the fake self to prove the inner nature. And human between heaven and earth, just like a little ant that is born in the morning and died at night. Human life is very short. That's from youth to old age. In this life, with fortune and affinity, we are able to reach, to meet a great guru, encountering the supreme tantric dharma. And with great perseverance, then you would have no regrets at the end of your life. So here, your envious mind, your diverted mind, your mind for fame and gain, and you just eliminate all these minds.
没有办法相应。
There are three kinds of people who are unable to reach spiritual responses. One, it's one with anger in their minds. Second,
心阴险而狠毒者。
And those with evil minds.
是心贪欲而无止境者。
And third is a greed.
师佛说呢
？Extreme greed.
佛心与天心相应。
The Master said, the Buddha minds would connect with the heaven's mind, and heaven minds connects with the human mind. And the human minds, when they're not at peace, and doesn't matter what Dharma practice you do, you would not have any attainments. So in our Dharma practice, first we have to train our minds.
You,
In following Grandmaster's teaching to honor the Guru, treasure the Dharma, realize the practice so that we can reach Bodhi. And I wish that all of us would have success and attainments in our path. Now I'm representing all of us to pray to Grandmaster for Dharma teaching.Homage to the Honorable Monk Liao Ming.
Sakya Zhengkong Sangshi.
Master Sakya Zhengkong.
16世大宝号.
The 16th Dharma King Karmapa.
Tu Deng Daji Sang.
And Master Tu Deng Daji.
敬礼坛城三宝.
Homage to the three jewels represented on the altar.
敬礼今天的主尊
Homage to the main deity today, Mahapadma Kumara. Presiding Master, Master Lian Zhu.
师母各位上师、教授师
All masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers,
讲师
Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers,
各位同门
Leaders of chapters, all disciples,
主上的同门
Everyone over the internet, may all be auspicious.
今天我们再继续讲。
Today we will continue to expound on the Platform Sutra by the Six Patriarch.
那么六祖他说
，The Six Patriarch said，
善知识 小根
，Learned audience， those with light spiritual roots， hear upon hearing this.Teaching of sudden enlightenment, just like small grass with the light with shallow roots, when they are rained upon by great rain, they would fall and unable to grow. Let me repeat. The Six Patriarchs said, Learned audience, those with light spiritual roots, upon hearing this teaching of sudden enlightenment, are like grass with shallow roots, being rained on by big rain, great rain, they would have fallen, unable to grow. So that's how it is with people with light spiritual roots. There are two key points here. One is teachings of sudden enlightenment. In Buddhism, there are Mahayana teachings and Tantrayana teachings. And then there are also the gradual teaching and the sudden.Or teachings about gradual enlightenment and teaching about sudden enlightenment. So, the gradual teaching is step by step, like what Master Lian Zhu said, trainings in the military.
打基础一步。
From the basics, step by step.
一直成为一个，好像是说，你十项全能的这个军人。
Until you reach one that's capable of everything.
他是受了很多种种的训练，最后成为一个真正的军人。
You know, after receiving so many trainings, eventually they become a true military man.
就叫做
This kind of education, educational method is the gradual teaching.
那么六祖讲，六祖所说的法
And the six
顿教
What the six patriarchs taught is called the sudden teaching. What is the sudden teaching?It's like from the beginning, you're told
开悟的
about enlightenment, ways of enlightenment.
什么是开悟?
What is enlightenment?
人间的真相
The true face of the human world.
宇宙的治理
The ultimate truth of the universe.
就是这样子讲
From the beginning, that's how it's taught.
一般人来讲起来说
For the general people,
一听到这样子的顿教的这个教法
When some people upon hearing this kind of sudden teaching they cannot believe
所以顿教呢不能够直接讲
So the sudden teaching cannot be spoken directly
间接的讲因为直
接 It can only be taught indirectly
会有很多人不敢
Because said directly would be unbelievable to many people
所以你开悟了以后呢
So once you're enlightened, you would feel
为什么开悟那么难
Why is it so hard to be enlightened?
现在
Now
我们宗派里面的开悟
In our school
当然知道
The enlightened ones would know But those who are not enlightened yet
写了开悟的句子来为什么我都是
The writings, the notes, and the verses that they wrote
没有直接讲但是没有开悟的还是很多
I would saw the notes and explain to them indirectly
因为、
啊、There's still many that are not enlightened yet Why? Because it's very hard to imagine
很难想象开悟是什么样子
It's very hard to imagine What is enlightenment? What is the realm of enlightenment?
很难去悟道
It's very difficult to write and it's very difficultto realize
顿教就是
so this is called the sudden teaching it's to be taught directly
你要去领悟到了
and you need
顿悟
to
你一下子你就悟到了
to be enlightened by it and that's called the sudden enlightenment that immediately you're enlightened
顿教
So what the six patriarchs said, it's called the sudden teaching. So in Zen Buddhism too, there are two kinds. Gradual teaching, that's guiding you step by step toward enlightenment. And the other kind is the sudden teaching, that's being spoken directly. It's very close that would be able to make you suddenly enlightened.
然后这个六祖在 这一句话里面有讲到一个比喻
And here in this phrase that's spoken by the six patriarchs There's an analogy
叫做小根之人
Most people are people with light spiritual roots The ordinary people are like this So people with light spiritual roots
直接跟你说
To be told this sudden teaching
不敢相信不敢就是不敢直
To be told directly You would dare not believe it It's just like when there's
非常大的雨
Storm This、
啊、不但
Storm water
这个土石流
And not only mudslide
都流走了房子也倒了何况是一些小草
Even the houseswould be drowned and not to mention grass and the small plants because the rain is too big so the sudden teaching is just like the big rain, the big storm, that being showered by it, you cannot bear it. And you dare not believe it either, and you just died by it. So that's why we cannot say it directly. That's why it cannot be spoken. The master is an enlightened one. Why? I cannot just say the theory of enlightenment directly to everyone. Because among the audiences, there are some with strong spiritual roots that upon hearing it, immediately they knew. But some people, after listening to it, after hearing it, they cannot believe it, and it would be harmful to them. They dare not believe that that would be the case. So this is the reason why enlightenment is very difficult. It's something that you cannot think of. At that time, the Buddha gained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. What is it that he was enlightened to? It's something that you cannot think of. Many of the great monks, great bhikshus, bhikshunis, those who have cultivated for a long time may not be able to gain the enlightenment that the Buddha gained under the Bodhi tree. It's a very difficult thing. So hearing the sudden teaching, it's just like this great rain, and the grass and the small plants would be washed away, and those with light spiritual roots cannot accept this enlightenment. So generally speaking, those with great spiritual roots would be able to receive more, and those with light spiritual roots would receive less. So there's these differences. Teachings that would guide you step by step, gradually, and teachings that would make you enlightened suddenly. So how do we say this? This is like what Reverend Lian Ye said earlier, that everything actually is predestined. She mentioned this before. Actually, we can change this predestiny. We can change this fixed karma. Like the Peacock King Deity Dharma practice can transform the fixed karma. You can change the fixed karma.
So in the 了凡四训 里面那一本书里面有立命之学。
So,
了凡四训刚刚
的了凡 four teachings, there's this teaching at the beginning,
懂得
that there was
这少子易树的人少子易树
There's one who understands
自然知道命中是有定数
Alchemy
就是
Alchemy
啊，他是
Saul Someone by the name Saul
未卜先知的人
It's a knowledgeable It's a very knowledgeable fortune teller
把所有
And he's very smart, and he reads a lot of books.
读完了书以后呢，到处去游山玩水。
And after that, he just play and travel around. He's very smart, and his face show that.
这个好像是说像那个这个仙人一样的。
And there was a sage. The name sounds like reference 仙人。
像那个。半仙一样的
Someone like a sage that saw him
他说他这个人是有根气的
And he said, this is one with a great spiritual root, and he gave him three books. One is Yi Jing. Yi Jing, you know.
一本书呢就叫河图。
And the other book is called 河图。
就叫洛书。
And the third book is called 洛书。
那么少康爷呢把这三本书全部看过。
And the fortune teller read these three books completely and did research on them. And he knew that everything is predestined. Underneath everything, there's this fixed karma.
定数啊，全部写成几本书。
So, all this predestiny is written into books. That's called 铁板神术。
铁板的意思是说
So the meaning of 铁板
铁一样
It's like the iron
神术就是把
iron plate
生都算出来
神术 means it's like a
这个就是冥冥中自有定数这是少康节哦
Prophecy. It's like a prophecy.
易经河图洛书
So this fortune teller, 少康节 Sao, base his research on 易经 on these three books. He wrote thousands of this fixed karma, predestiny.
你什么时候出生
That whenever you're born,
所以母亲是
so who you would be your father, your mother, your siblings, and when you would die, they're all predestined. And he could calculate and fortune tell and prophesy it.
他懂得这个少子易数以后、啊、
So after he knew the skill,
心就很止如水。
So his heart is just like water.
跟他指点说，你这样子的想法是不对。
Very serene like water, and someone told him,
定数是可以改。
This your opinion is not right.
来改。
Because the fixed karma can be changed. How do you change it?
善恶来改。
It's through
大善
virtue and non-virtue.
来改你的定数。
Through the great virtue.To change the fixed karma. This is something that's being written in this book called 了凡四训。
但是定数是可以改的。
So, although underneath everything, predestined the fixed karma, but we can change the fixed karma through the great virtues.
都是很准的。
So, the Sao Kang, this fortune telling is very accurate about the past.
命运没有改。未来的也会很准
But if you don't change your destiny The future too will also be very accurate
未来的就不
But if you change your karma Then the future will not be accurate anymore
是少康节本身
So this iron plate
精华
Prophecy
精华你懂得铁
Is the essence of this Sao fortune teller So if you know about this, you can calculate how many siblings, how many would be gone,
属什么?
Your father
属老虎, 母亲,
would be of what Chinese zodiac, like my father
那我属,
is tiger, my mother is rabbit, and
是用年月日时分,
am of chicken Chinese zodiac.
看到分,
so,You can calculate the second, the hour, the day, the month, the year of your birth. And then you can calculate everything about your life. It's very accurate.
遗传下来的这个少康节少子易。
So this is something from the Chinese classics.
但是改这个定数呢?
But can we change this fix?Karma? Yes, we can. How?
修行佛法
By spiritual cultivation. Because spiritual cultivation is a great virtue.
所以像那个大孔雀明王法
So like the Peacock King dharma practice can change the fixed karma. So you we should chant the king, peacock king mantra. We should recite the 100-syllable mantra or the mantras of many deities. Those can change our fixed karma. Things like if you're predestined to be born through the wombs or the eggs or wet birth, you can change them by practicing Hevajra. Then you will not be born through the wombs, the eggs, or through wet birth. You can only be born by transformation birth. Then at least you would become a Padma Kumara. So, by honoring Buddha Dharma, generating bodhicitta, performing virtues,
我们必须要,
that's the reason.
要配合, 要配合佛法, 我们要跟佛法本身去相应,
we need to uphold the Buddha Dharma, and we want to gain spiritual response with the Buddha Dharma, with the Buddhas, with our personal deity, with many deities, with all deities, then you can change yourself. This morning, I wrote about the reasons of attainments or the reasons of spiritual response. So I regard spiritual response
再来就是变身,
as transformation, because spiritual response is unity, and unity is transformation. If you don't gain spiritual response with the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then you're just an ordinary being, and you will not be free from reincarnations. Just now, Master Lian Zhu said, he said so much. One stroke is this, and second stroke is that. And he talked about life and death, gain and loss, joy and griefs, the first half of your life, the last half of your life, the real you, the fake you, the real self, the fake self, they're all complementaries. He did not talk about love and hate.
就是爱跟恨都是出于自己同一个感情。
Actually, love and hatred came from the same feeling.
另外一个感情。
Don't think that love is one kind of feeling and hatred is another kind of feeling.
花出来的感情。
That's wrong. Actually, they both came from the feeling from your heart.
是同一个东西。
It's the same thing.
都是感情,
it's all feeling.
爱恨都是感情,
love and hatred both are feeling.
所以我讲的是, 一论,
so,
连主,
I talk about
二论,
谈, singularity.
话是什么?
And Master Lian Zhu talk about dualism. One stroke is this, and second stroke is that. Actually, they are just one.
乐是一,
that happiness and griefs are one. Life and death are one. Gain and loss are one.
是一, 前半生, 后半生,
rights and responsibilities are one.
一,
the first half of your life, last half of your life are one. They're not divided into two. The real you and the fake you, the real self and the fake self are also one.
接起来。
So he cut them into two, but I connect them into one.
这个是合体呀, 合体。
This is the unity of bodies, that the Buddha and I are one, not two.
绝对不是二,
it's one and not two. This is the unity.
在科学上我们可以看得到,
in science, we can tell.
这个凤梨,
pineapple,
凤梨跟什么合起来?
And the cherry moya became the cherry moya with pineapple taste. That's the cross between two different plants. So like plums in the future maybe would be as big as watermelon. Because once you genetic engineered or cross them, so it would become like that.
用接枝的方法可以制造了很多新的水果。
So you can create many new kinds of, new types of fruits by doing that. Animals are the same.
重要的一个是细菌。
And the most important one of these are virus. Virus can also unite and then they mutate.
很惨的就是说只要细菌跟细菌一合体一变种哇我们就没有
the trouble is that when virus and virus unite and then they mutate then we have no more vaccination and we have to find new vaccination
白菌台湾话叫白菌白菌就是细菌、啊、
so the virus
细菌它只要一合体
so once they unite then they could mutate they would mutate
密教的道理
so the concept of Tantrayana is the Buddha and I unite
成为心佛新的一个
and you transform to become a new Buddha a new deity
这个就是合体跟变身
so that's a unity and transformation、
啊、这里有人
union and transformation、
这个一个笑话给我
Someone wrote a joke
啊，老鼠碰到猫
When the mouse saw the cat
跟猫讲
The mouse told the cat I will not be scared of you anymore because my offsprings are already married to the bats
会跟蝙蝠一样的在
So the mice would be like the bats flying in the skyAnd the cats will not be able to catch us anymore.
啊，这个猫啊，冷笑一声。
And the cat smiled coldly.
后代子孙啊。
And you know, my offsprings will marry the owls.
你老蝙蝠再怎么飞啊，我猫。
No matter how high the bats fly, the owls will be able to catch you.
哎，这个就是变身啊。
This transformation.
跟蝙蝠一结婚
So when the mouse married the bat,
猫跟猫头鹰
they would be able to fly. And when the cat married the owl, then they become the owl. So they transform.
密教本身就是在变
So Tantrayana talks about this transformation.
小根之人啊
Those with light spiritual roots.
讲道理小根之人啊不懂得什么道理
They don't understand
大理
about this
这里
great concepts
人家写
about great they don't understand about great concepts
出家的和尚
that's another joke
跟一个长得很丑的小姐
there's this monk
走、啊、过船
rode on a small boat with theugly lady
上就看了那个
and the monk
很长得很丑的女的一眼
took a look at this ugly woman
那个很丑的女人就
and this ugly woman said
你这个和尚是花和尚
you're
啊既然
play monk like a playboy you play monkAnd you took a look at a good woman.
就不敢睁开眼。
And the monk, upon hearing that, closed his eyes.
不知道这个丑女怎么讲。
And this ugly woman,
你就讲。
Little did we know, she said,
不敢张开眼，就是
you
在想我。
You dare not open your eyes. That meant that you're thinking about me in your heart, in your mind.
糟糕了。
And the monk, oh no.He could not open his eyes and he could not close his eyes.
这和尚啊就赶快转头。
So the monk turned his head.
我不张眼不闭眼。
I will not.
把头转到一边。
Open or close my eyes, I just turn my head. And not looking at her.
无 脸见我。
And the ugly woman said, you have no face to see me. So there must be something evil in your mind.
这个出家人跟他是讲不通的。
So the monk, doesn't matter what the monk did nor said, she did not understand. So if you say about this great concept, she continues to think the way she thinks.
那个和尚,
what can we do? What should the monk do? What should the monk do?
所以没有办法讲。
So it's impossible to talk about.
很多事情哦，有时候我在问事也碰到。
Sometimes I encounter this at the spiritual consultation. I ask something and the answer is another thing. So it doesn't connect sometimes.
这里也有对不上的。
So this is also not connected.
这个打电话啊。
Someone made a phone call.
打那个911嘛，哈。
In here in America, we dial 911, and in Taiwan, we dial 119.
那打911。
So we dial 911.
打去的时候，他就讲说我家失火。
And he said, my house is on fire.
对方就问说在哪。
And the other side asked where.
我家的厨房啊。
It's at the kitchen.
那个对方就问了。
And
我问你
the other said,
我的地点在哪里。
So where is the address?
还是厨房。
It's the kitchen. The position, the location of your fire. And he said,
他就讲
kitchen, and where's your home? It's at my house.
问你啊。
But now I'm asking you,
我们如何去你家？
How do I go to your home? And he said, but don't you have the fire truck?
这不对啊。
It just doesn't connect, doesn't matter how you say it.
你要讲出。
He's asking about the address, you need to tell them.
这个都是不对。
So it just doesn't connect.
不对啊，这个。
No.It's not right.
我家失火了。
My house is on fire. Where?
我家。
My home.
失火的地点在哪里？
The location of the fire. The kitchen.
我在问你啊，我。
I'm asking you, how do I get to your home? Don't you have fire truck?
所以，师尊讲的。大根气的听得懂。
So whatever grandmaster say, those with deep spiritual roots would understand, but those with light spiritual roots will not.
觉得不可能。
And those with light spiritual roots would think, oh, that's impossible.
开悟是什么？
So if today I were to say what is enlightenment directly,
大根气的人一听，
those with the strong spiritual roots would understand, oh, that's how it is. So that's what it is.
像那个莲祖上师讲说，人生无戏。
Like Master 莲祖 said that human life is just like a play that we just perform a big play, attended by disciples from all over the world. 阿弥陀佛，
大家都来。
Bardo deliverance ceremony, they all came, and Grandmaster transmitted the Peacock King deity Dharma practice.
听完
everybody
有很
listened.
他就是如实的去修。
And many people followed the practice, followed the teaching and practice.
哇很好。
And
要如实的修。
Many people,
有很多人听了。
Upon listening, felt that the Dharma practice was great and they followed.
办法啊。
And some other people, oh, how could that be? We have to obtain soil from four different directions.Like to subdue the earthquake in the state of Washington, we have to go to Spokane, to the Pacific Ocean, to the border, and next to the bridge in Portland. We have to go such a great distance, and we have to recite the mantra. And Master Lianying said, Maybe Grand Master should do it. Grand Master, you please do it.
你是很聪明啊。
You are very smart.
我也不笨啊。
I am not stupid neither.
谁讲的谁做。
So whoever said it, whoever said it should do it.
莲印上师是很有本领的，他我教了附魔法。
Master 莲印
做了九禅护。
Very skilled. After I taught him the Homa,Dharma practice, he's performed thousands of them.
我们大家都叫莲印上师去做。
And he cultivates so well, so we all ask Master 莲印 to do it.
谁讲了谁做了。
So whoever said it should do it.
这个人生的事情呢、啊、
So things in human life,
像一场戏一样。
It's really like a play.
多的人集合在一起
like so many of us gather together
有没有办法在同一个时间
so
时间已经过了那个已经过了不可能有同
the time has passed so
同一个地点有可能
is it possible
同
样 at the same time same place
同样那些人同样
together exactly the same peopleAt the same location, at the same time, to do the same ceremony. Is it possible? It's impossible. Even just the time alone is impossible. The time has changed. And the people, too. Those who have returned home, and if they're very old, they may not be able to come again.
一次就够了
It's enough for them to come once
要把这些人全部一起召
So together exactly the same people The same ceremony The same Dharma practice
同样的地点
The same time The same location It would be impossible
人生就是这么样子的戏
So human life is a play like that
过了
Once it passes, it would never return.
我在那个燃灯杂志里面有写。
So in the Ranteng Enlightenment magazine, I wrote about
就是就指这个
about the passing time.
就是过了
So what is passing? Things that have passed that it would never be repeated. It's impossible to repeat this exact same play.
所以这是缘的问题啊，有些人缘
So this is
有些人缘浅
A matter of affinity Some have stronger affinity Some is lighter Some people we can meet 10 times Some only once Some can live Gather together for many years But those who are married Are the most pitiful
都要相处
Because you need to get along with each other for many, many years. So everything has to connect and match. Someone went to the doctor and the doctor examined him. Oh, this is appendicitis.Inflammation and you need to be operated on.
你再仔细给我
And the patient said, Doctor, please examine it one more time, more carefully.
多仔细给我检查
Please, more carefully. And the doctor got angry.
你是医生还是我是
Are you the doctor or am I the doctor? I am the doctor and you are the patient.
说盲肠发炎就是盲
So this is inflammation on your appendix.
我去年才
And that's the case.And the patient said, but I already cut off my appendices. my.
去年才割掉盲肠。
I already removed it.
盲肠又。
Last year, so how could it be inflamed?
所以看病呢，要对症，要对啊，对症。
So in examining your illnesses, also has to be.
众生。
It has to be right.
对症下药。
So Grandmaster too.You know, in encountering all sentient beings, it has to use just the right medicine to cure. So the talisman, the fool, is not something that we do lightly. Whatever problems or diseases they have, we have to give the right fool. So if someone is sick and you give a fool of marriage, that's a joke. So I told Master Lian Ning, this person has some mental problem. And you give him a food to cure the colon? That's not right. So sometimes, this food, this is not right. And I would ask them to get another one. Like someone that has problems with bones. And he took the wrong fool in a hurry to cure the brain. So it has to be the right match. So Bodhidharma has 84,000 Dharma doors. Is to counter 84,000 sicknesses. So next to the Seattle Leichang Temple, there are six stoves, the paper burning stoves. That has meanings. Those that has problems on your head, eyes, ears, nose, you have to burn the paper money at the first stove. And those problems with their feet, sprained legs or whatever, it's on the sixth stove. Problems with the heart, then you burn the paper money on the third stove. So the third stove is related to the middle part. The heart, lungs, liver, stomach, spleen. So the fourth stove is about the abdomen. Oh, the kidney. So, you know, if you have fever, you cannot burn it on the sixth stove. So the first stove is related to the heavens, and the sixth stove is related to the earth. And if you want to gain a fortune, then you burn them on the earth stove, the sixth stove. Like, homes related about your houses, your cars, monies, they all come from the earth, so you need to go to the sixth stove. So there's meanings about this paper burning from the first stove to the sixth stove. So if your knees are painful, these knees are hurting, then you go to the fifth stove. So when I ask you to burn the paper money at which stove, that has meanings. So to match the medicine with your problem. So when the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas receive that, would know where your problems are and would find it in that area and to solve it in that area. Then you would be able to be cured or healed. So 84,000 Dharma doors to counter 84,000 sicknesses. Every human being has sickness problems. So cultivation in the human realm, because there are sufferings and joy, and by experiencing suffering, you want to cultivate. And then through cultivation, there would be Dharma joy. And by tasting the Dharma joy, that would encourage you to cultivate more. So fixed karma is very difficult to change. Like in the fortune teller Sao Kang said that the fixed karma is very difficult to change. Today, the only way to change it is through spiritual cultivation. by reciting the Hiking Kuan Yin Sutra, reciting 100 syllable mantra, or you recite the Medicine Buddha's mantra, or the Personal Deity's mantra, each mantra has the same effect. It's effective.
那么好好的这个赶快努力的修, 看看能不能,
and practice diligently,
把这个定数改掉,
then you can see if your fixed karma can be changed.
真的少康节的东西啊,
otherwise,
东西是这样子的,
according to the fortune teller Sao, 康节, if you follow your destiny,
然后你死,
he would be able to tell you when you would be able to die, and at that date, you would die.
他甚至于不只是算生死,
not only calculating life and death, when you would get married,
几岁离婚,
what year you would get divorced, and what year you would get married again, and get divorced again, and get married again, and get divorced again. It's very clear. It's all can be calculated.
啊,
who you would meet,
给你倒钱, 倒了多少钱, 连钱,
and to take how much money, the amount of money, and the name of the person who took the money from you.
啊, 师尊以前也,
Grandmaster in the past
给我算了一个数目,
also give me these numbers through this calculation.
下世万人皈依,
then that day is the day that the true Buddha descended to the world and myriads of beings took refuge. So the true Buddha descended to the world and myriads of people took refuge. That's the calculation that was given to me. So it's very accurate.
这个言道,
with who, what affinity, till what year, what age, they're all predestined.
唯一能够改的,
the only way to change it is by studying Buddhism
去修,
and to cultivate spiritually,
把这个定数给它转掉,
and to
就是奇迹出,
realize them and to change the fixed karma. Then a miracle will happen, Om Mani Padme Hum.